Hi, I'm at Bands Undone with Loon Choir. Well, 4 out of 6 members of Loon Choir. And I just saw your performance. It was a really nice performance.
Thank you very much.
So I'd like to get your names and what you play.
I'm Brad, play guitar and keyboard.
I'm Jamie, I play bass.
I'm Dan, mostly just guitar.
I'm Derek, I play mostly guitar and sing.
And the other two members, what do they play?
Yeah, Nikki can't be here today. She plays guitar and piano, and our drummer, Kari, is unavailable to come today as well.
Oh. I'm just going to ask you a few questions.
For sure.
I just wanted to know, how did the band get together?
All right. Last January, February, there was sort of a mix of different projects that just sort of came together. There was other members, and then we also picked up Dan along the way, and it's been like awesome because he's our new best friend and a great addition musically to the band. So just sort of ongoing years of collaboration combined with just meeting the right people at the right time and jamming it out in a basement up in Ottawa here.
I was supposed to have a band with like 6 members. How do you keep up with all that shenanigans?
Yeah. Well, certainly all that shenanigans is a good euphemism for pure hell trying to organize everything. No, it is certainly a handful trying to organize our lives around, rehearsal and shows and, commitments. We all have, day jobs and our school commitments, but certainly that part is the part of it that seems to be more draining, and the stuff like this is where we seem to get refueled, because it's a lot of fun and definitely the fun part of why we're into it.
I just want to know, how did you get the name from?
I guess it was a bit of a reference to sitting out by the lake late at night and just hearing all kinds of loons hollering and chattering and being chaotic and beautiful at the same time, so it seemed like a relatively good fit for us.
It actually kind of came out of a bachelor party at your cottage, and we were playing guitars up by the fire and stuff. I think that's where the name first came from.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of years later that we actually decided to use it as a band.
So. Thought of it more seriously.
Yeah.
I heard that you haven't released your the debut album yet.
Yeah.
I think you told me a while ago from a few shows, I don't know which one was it, that you got James Bunn and Obisu to produce it.
Yeah.
How did you manage to get him to do it?
We landed like a really lucky show in Brockville, Ontario, a small town where like a few of us have close ties, and we played a show there with Obisu at a youth center and the few other local bands, and then we hit it off with the members of Obisu, and James Bunton, the drummer, mentioned to us that he was into recording and production, so we sort of kept it in the back of our minds, but he was insistent on he's more than willing to offer his services, and we would have been foolish to refuse, so we got together and decided that this is what we were going to do, and put together a full length and work with James, and it was certainly well worth it.
Does it have that Obisu touch sound or not?
it certainly got the James Bunton touch. I mean, we're not going to deny that he his influence is certainly on the record. I don't know. We'll have to wait to see what the critics say, to be honest.
How would you describe the album? What can you expect?
A lot of surprises. A lot of good surprises, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a... chaos seems to be the word we return to quite often, but definitely is, I'm sure, a huge, huge presence. But, in a peaceful way, I guess. It all comes together at some point.
Yeah. I think, it's kind of like that, sort of pop melodic sound with some, pretty strong, artistic influences and a desire to be somewhat different and to not just be, another band, but to try and, come up with a sound that we can call our own. And certainly the lyrics, I think, are along the same lines. And these are songs that we've been playing for the 12 months that we've been together. So, we took the opportunity when we're recording to to put in some new things and to focus as well, of course, on the things that we felt were really strong with the songs to begin with. So.
Yeah. I guess I can ask for all of you, what's your favorite song on the album? Or do you like to play live too?
Favorite song? I don't know if anybody have a favorite song.
Woodlands I'd have to say would be my favorite. Obviously.
My favorite seems to change on a weekly or daily or monthly basis. I'll love one for a while and then start hating it and start loving one that I used to hate. So it kind of changes. It's a revolving door for me.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with Summerland.
That was actually the recording or live?
Both.
Really?
It's poppy and dancey to play live, but the recording was just, I don't know, the like whole...
Brian,
I guess the feeling we have when we play it pretty much came out exactly on the recording, I think.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm with Sheffield. I couldn't say I have a favorite. I mean, I guess when I put one on, it might be like Soil Science or Massive Strike, but that's how I look at it.
I guess like the last time I saw you guys, I think I've seen you live two times, but I think I saw you guys when you opened for The Ghost Is Dancing. I know it's a t-shirt.
Yeah. And Rubik.
Yeah, that was crazy, but I was more excited to see Ghost Is Dancing. I just love Battles On.
Right. Fantastic.
Speaking about like that, like, was there any other bands that kind of blew your mind?
That we've played with?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Lovely Feathers.
The Lovely Feathers was definitely one of our favorite shows, just because they're incredible.
You were at that show too.
From Washington.
Yeah, they're amazing. Rubik, though, is probably the highlight for me, and probably for much of us.
I'd say Rubik is
Ghost Is Dancing, but Rubik just like seemed to, they were on the next level, and we certainly felt very fortunate to play with them.
Favorite Ottawa venue?
Favorite Ottawa venue?
Yeah.
You mean like favorite Ottawa sound guy?
No, like places to play live.
Basically, I'd say Cafe de Cuff.
Yeah, Cafe
mostly
de Cuff
because of the sound guy.
Oh, really?
And the experiences we've had there.
Yeah,
Zephyr's
we've always had good shows there.
Yeah, we thought the sound always sounds as well.
Yeah, Zephyr's has good sounds.
The only downside is getting kicked out at 11 at Zephyr's.
Yeah, that's why I don't like Zephyr's.
When you have six people, the biggest thing to overcome is having the sound properly mixed. So when you're at a place that has a great venue and great sound, it helps a lot to have a good show.
I was going to say about Zephyr's, I think his name is Tom the Sound Guy.
Usually
records the shows.
Yeah, Derek, actually, and Nikki and I have played there in a previous project and had him record us.
I guess you can answer. What's coming up besides the full length album? Anything coming in the summer or fall?
So we got May 22nd is going to be our album release in Ottawa at Avant Garde. Definitely look into that. And then June 10th is at Cafe de Cuff with Ra Ra. So get some hype out for that as well. That's an iHeart Music show.
Matthew's
so we like working with Matthew. Yeah. After that is July 23rd in Ottawa at Cafe de Cuff again with a Toronto band called Brave Station. And it's gonna be
what? No way.
It's gonna be their Ottawa release. Yeah. Yes. Calm down.
I missed their set. He might have went to that show.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So they're going to be there. And we're playing the night before in Montreal with them. And right after the night show in Ottawa, we're really excited because a few of us are going to be going down east to Nova Scotia again and doing an acoustic tour. So we're really stoked about that and the album release as well.
I'm going to talk about Avant Garde. I don't know if I should say it. What do you think of the Angry Russian?
Well, he's very accommodating for us to play there, and I like having you know artwork and
the propaganda.
Yeah, it's fun too. It's a fun atmosphere and I don't have any problem.
Okay, and my last question to all of you: what's your favorite format? CDs, LPs, tapes, or MP3s?
I'm not much of a connoisseur. Like, I appreciate the record collectors, but for me, like, I can really enjoy music on any format, and MP3 is obviously the most convenient for me, I guess that's my favorite, because I can have a million records in a little square, so.
All the collector beats.
I produce a lot of music on the side, and other side projects, MP3 is definitely my favorite.
Yeah, probably gonna go the same route. Got to appreciate the other, every other, I mean, grew up listening on tapes and CDs, and for sure that was obviously, I guess, going back to the roots. But, yeah, MP3s, just for convenience and everything, it definitely,
We also like to shop at Walmart.
No, we don't. I'll say that.
It sounds like it, though. No,
we shop at, like, iTunes, I guess.
Yeah.
That, and for me, I mean, digital is the way to go. I still like the tapes, because I'm just that, not cool, I guess. We're not into the record collecting scene, though. The more we get out there, we're seeing the hype around LPs and doing splits with bands and releasing them short run. We're seeing the benefits of that and seeing the sort of the hype and the energy that can go into that being productive. So yeah. We're looking into doing some short run stuff, maybe on vinyl, but that's down the road.
Okay. Thank you very much for interesting.
Thanks so much, man.